Hello and welcome. This is the Astrology of the Week Ahead podcast. I'm your host, Chani Nicholas. In this episode, we are talking about the week of April 22nd. And let me tell you, April 23rd brings us a full moon in Scorpio, square Pluto. In this podcast, we look at the astrology of the upcoming week and how it will be landing for all of us collectively. For a more personalized reading that dives into the ways that this week's astrology will play out for you, download the Chani app. All right, y'all, Mercury will finally station direct on April 25th. But and also, it will be in its post-retrograde shadow for a little while. So we're not totally out of the woods yet. And to help you through this period of time, claim your 30-day trial of Chani Premium. All you have to do is use promo code MercuryRX30 in the app. But hurry, offer ends April 30th. Note, this promo is only applicable to new Chani app users. I'm just going to say this. I don't like it. We're all going to have to live through it. Fine. I will be buried deep under a rock, under covers, in my bed for as much of Tuesday, probably Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as I can be. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to make the worst of this situation. I just know this. Every time there's a full moon in Scorpio or a new moon in Scorpio or even just the moon transiting through Scorpio, it's deep and cathartic. So things that go deep, I'm going to just like prepare for. So I'm just going to get down low. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be flying around and trying to do a million things when I know the signs in the sky point to getting in your feelings. And that's exactly what this full moon in Scorpio square Pluto is going to do. What does it mean to have a full moon in Scorpio? What does it mean to have a full moon in Scorpio square Pluto? Okay. The moon is in what we call its fall when it's in Scorpio. So it, instead of being at this place of the height of comfort and being satiated and feeling nourished and stable, we're in the opposite place of feeling a little intense. Like everything is getting into our being all at once. Like there's no buffer here. There's just raw emotion and feeling. Now, I love people with Scorpio placements. I love people that have moon in Scorpio. I know a lot of them. I think they're phenomenal. They know how to go deep and they know how to sit with things that are really challenging. And God bless people with moon in Scorpio. I just don't love going through a full moon in Scorpio, but I'm also totally willing to be pleasantly surprised. So let's see what happens with this one. Okay, full moon, already intense. It's a peak experience. Full moon in Scorpio is going to get us to go down into the gutters of our emotional experience. Fine. It's going to get us to compost things that are rotting, that need to be treated in a specific way so that they can be returned to a valuable state, right? So we want to think about what is festering, what feels putrid, what needs to be properly digested and therefore transformed, alchemized even, in order to be useful again. So it does feel like there is a kind of emotional declogging going on. Now, you square the moon in Scorpio, full moon, not just a moon, full moon in Scorpio, square Pluto. Pluto is the god of the underworld in modern astrology. Pluto belongs to Scorpio. Traditional astrology, it's Mars. And you get this. You get a deeper dive into your emotional life, or you get a deeper dive into whatever subject or issue or situation or opportunity that this full moon is going to bring for you. It's a full moon, so it's bringing an apex experience. It is shining a light on something. Now, what is it shining a light on? Again, it's shining a light in Scorpio fashion, so it's going to shine a light on what we generally think of as scary, maybe terrifying, maybe a little bit of a horror. It's very, you know, intense. Now, when you square it to Pluto, when the moon squares Pluto, it's shining a light into Pluto, which is the underworld. I'm saying shining a light because it's a full moon. So what do we look at when we look at the underworld? Well, we look at all manner of things. There's gold down there. There's diamonds. There's amazing things. There's also creepy crawly stuff that I don't want to touch, but here we are. So beginning of the week is going to be a joyride into some kind of underworld experience. This is what I'm not going to do during a full moon in Scorpio, square Pluto. I'm not going to take it for granted. I'm not going to rush through things. I'm not going to overdo my schedule. I am not going to expect the world from myself. I'm going to lower expectations of everything. I'm going to not lower my standards, just lower my expectations. I am going to try to go a little slower and be a little bit more thorough. And remember that this is about transmutation. This is an alchemical process. This is about taking what is disgusting in its current form and going through a process of digesting, decomposing, and returning to some kind of valuable life form. That's probably going to be an internal process. If it is a very external one, if it's something we go through collectively, then it's probably going to be a little bit of a gauntlet. But you're listening to this as it's happening. I'm recording this in the past. You are in the present. So even if you're listening to this on Sunday, it's basically starting to take shape, but really gets going Tuesday. And I think we're going to feel it into Thursday because the moon is in Scorpio until Thursday evening Pacific time. Okay, that's the start of the week into a good part of the week. Then on Thursday, also, as the moon finally leaves Scorpio, Mercury stations direct, which is great news because eventually this will help our communications and our scheduling and our data collection and our accounting. And I said eventually because I'm not saying today, because as Mercury stations direct, it can cause all manner of like storms. Imagine going full speed over like the sand or a dusty kind of terrain. And then you stop, it like kicks up a bunch of dust. That's kind of what it feels like when Mercury stations direct. It's like, whoa, okay, hold on. Now we're changing directions. So we got to give it a moment. Now, Mercury is stationing direct near the north node of the moon, which is a place of amplification. It's a place where the eclipse of April 8th just happened near. So this week could echo back to something that the eclipse was about, if you remember that first week of April and what it brought. And it's also a magnification point, so it's going to magnify everything that we're kind of pivoting around. So I do think there will be some very important conversations that will help us to maybe turn a corner or will change the dynamic of something or even bring us information that shifts our perspective in one way or another, shifts our opportunities or brings in something kind of new or closes something down. So listen in on Thursday. Get very, very attentive to what is being communicated to you. On Sunday, Mars and Neptune come together, and this is a sloshy day. This is a day for surfing, metaphorically, literally maybe. This is a day of kind of big dreams coming to the surface. And it's not a day for linear travel. We are not going from A to B. We are going in some sort of spiral motion and then down and then horizontal and then around. And then we're just riding the wave. We're going with the flow. That's what this day is about. Now, Mars rules both the full moon and Mercury station direct. So there's a clue here. And the clue is, it's going to get wavy this week. It's going to be a little weird. It's going to be a little nonsensical. So it's not a week to get results from, I don't think. But it is a week to go down with the full moon and to get low with the full moon and to get very connected to what grounds you and to just go slow with it and to go through a process with it and just to submit to it. And then by Thursday, as things start to shift and Mercury stations direct, listen deeply to what is being said, to what is not being said, to what's changing, to what is now like, okay, I think we can start doing that thing. Like something was on hold for a while, possibly, and there's a slow shift and it's going to start to pick up in the next little while. But there might be an important piece of data that you get around Thursday. And Sunday is just good for riding the waves of whatever day the day brings. And because it is in charge of these two things, there is just a need to try to relinquish control. Just, it's not about you. Don't try to get it right. There's nothing here that is supposed to make sense and be in order. Things are going to be out of order, and that's exactly how it should be. So for my control freaks in the crowd, pointing at myself, this week will probably test us a little bit. It'll probably annoy us a little bit. So let's just keep that in our back pocket and remember, like, it's not personal. It's just not going to go in the direction I thought it was going to go. Or it's not going to be as efficient as I think it should. That's okay. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably not, but here we are. This is the reality we've got to deal with. Thank you all so much for leaving us reviews in the App Store. I wanted to share this one with you. This app is too beautifully made. I look forward to each week's personal readings, affirmations, and journal prompts. I like the headspace it puts me in to start my week and keep myself in check throughout. It really helps me be mindful and focus on the now and what's to come rather than dwelling on the past. It's basically my mental wellness app. Thanks, Channy. All right, y'all, that's the reading for the week. Look, next week, Venus moves in Taurus and Mars moves into Aries. And this is really, 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 really good news. In fact, there's a pocket of time of the last couple days of April and the first 3 weeks of May that I'm very excited for you to work with. So come back and we'll talk more about that then. All right. Sending you lots of love. Bye for now.